Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
One of the greatest orators of all times was Sir Winston Churchill. And who would deny the power of his words during Britain's darkest hours? Yet, says 1 Corinthians 13 from the New Testament, the greatest orator in the world is nothing apart from love. And that's why it's so necessary to translate love into the kitchen where you face dirty dishes, and into the laboratory where you rub shoulders with unlovable people, and into the classroom where you must learn to live with those who disagree with you and perhaps actually dislike you. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul said, "If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing." Stop. The Corinthians were intrigued by supernatural gifts. Paul mentions four: prophecy, the ability to foretell the future, understanding spiritual mysteries, knowledge, and faith. Now, Paul says, though you may be a brilliant scientist who unravels the secrets of the universe, but have no love in your life, you are nothing. Though you may be a person of great spiritual prominence, though you can believe God for great works and see them brought into existence and still are loveless, you're nothing. The word that Paul used means worthless, meaningless, of no value whatsoever. Now, was Paul just being theatrical, or did he really mean what he wrote? Well, think of it like this. If you have a tiny amount of something, you can measure it. You can subtract from it. You can add to it. But when Paul says, you are nothing, that means you don't even rate the dust of the ground. So that we might know the real from the counterfeit, the Apostle Paul took pen in hand and described the power of love in a secular world. Then he wrote, "If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I am nothing." John Huss was the greatly loved pastor of the Bethlehem Chapel in Prague. For 17 years, he pastored the most sophisticated church in the city. People waited for hours to hear the gospel. It revolutionized the city. But when he attacked the corruption of the aristocratic landowners and the abuses of the church, he made enemies and fast. He preached in his native Bohemian tongue. The masses loved him. The message of Huss was, "Every saint is a priest, but every priest is not a saint." When I visited the cathedral in Constance in Switzerland, in broken communication, I asked one of the attendants to point out the actual spot where John Huss stood when he was finally condemned to death for preaching to the masses. It was sobering to stand in that place and realize Huss was a man who was willing to die for what he believed is right. Huss gave his body to be burned at the stake, rather than recant what he had said and done. As the flames licked at his body, he said, "I have said the truth, according to the gospel of Jesus Christ, so I'll choose to die and gladly." Have you the convictions of a John Huss? If you have and still have no love in your life, Paul says you are nothing. Paul's words have a way of getting under your skin, of making you look yourself straight in the eye, and you realize no matter what great charitable causes you support, if you have no love, you're nothing. And having nothing is pretty insignificant.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.